This is Trish McGregor with your Star Power forecast for September. Thank you for joining me. Okay, the best news is that Mercury Retro is done, but September also has specific news of its own. A lunar eclipse in Pisces on September 17th. A solar eclipse in Libra follows 2 weeks later on October 2nd. Here are the other important dates this month. September 2nd, there's a new moon in Virgo. September 7th, there's an opposition between the Sun in Virgo and Saturn in Pisces. On September 11th, Mercury in Virgo sextiles Mars in Cancer. The 17th is the lunar eclipse in Pisces. On the 22nd, the fall equinox, Venus in Libra squares Pluto in Capricorn. And on the 25th, Mercury in Virgo trines Pluto in Capricorn. Now let's see how things look for each sign. Aries. Starting the month on September 2nd with this Virgo new moon should open up things for you, Aries, in your daily work area. New opportunities surface there. You may land a promotion that involves work you really enjoy, that you know you're good at, and includes a raise. You could decide to go out on your own, set up your own business, and do equally well or better. You're the archetype of the entrepreneur. Today, there's also a square between Mars and Neptune that may leave you bewildered at times, but follow your intuition, listen to it, and you'll get through it. The 7th brings an opposition between the Sun in Virgo in that 6th house and Saturn in Pisces in the 12th. This one sets up an atmosphere for drama between the old and the new, the creative vision and the status quo. In other words, this opposition is a challenge, but guess who wins? On the 11th, there's a pleasant sextile between Mercury and Virgo and Mars and Cancer, connecting your 4th and 6th houses. Mercury is providing you with details and a critical analysis about your personal life, and Mars in Cancer triggers your intuitive ability. It may feel like a right brain, left brain kind of day, deeply creative and communicative. The lunar eclipse in Pisces on the 17th falls in your 12th house of the personal unconscious. The eclipse is closely conjunct to Neptune in Pisces. Since lunar eclipses are about our inner worlds, you may be experiencing some confusion about your next step with a therapist or with a job you're doing behind the scenes. Jupiter is widely square to the eclipse, and that may exacerbate the confusion you're experiencing. Wait a day or two before making a decision. On the 22nd, Venus in Libra squares Pluto in Capricorn. It looks as if a partner in a creative endeavor has an objection or challenge that impacts your professional life. Squares often involve miscommunication, and whatever this is can be solved by talking things through. The 25th brings a trine between Mercury and Virgo and Pluto and Capricorn. Today might be a good day to resolve things that unfolded on the 22nd. The trine facilitates your daily work routine, and it in turn impacts your professional life in a positive way. Taurus. The new moon in Virgo on the 2nd falls in your 5th house, so you should see new opportunities surface in creativity, romance, with your kids, and with whatever you do for fun and pleasure. However, thanks to a square between Mars and Gemini and Neptune and Pisces, there may be trouble brewing within your network that impacts your finances. Tend to this before selecting your new opportunity. The 7th features an opposition between the Sun in Virgo and Saturn in Pisces. It looks as if you run up against the status quo today with your creative endeavors. A boss, employer, or client may object to your approach or content or both, so it's decision time. Keep going forward or stop. The 11th may be the day to decide how to deal with what unfolded on the 7th. Mercury in Virgo sextiles Mars in Cancer. Virgo is a stellar communicator and is ruled by Mercury, and Mars in your third house of is in your third house of communication. So chat and email as much as you want today and resolve issues from the 7th. The lunar eclipse in Pisces on the 17th falls in your 11th house, and Neptune in Pisces is closely conjunct. There may be some confusion today concerning your network, or perhaps your focus is shifting so that it encompasses more spirituality. You may be reconsidering the network's purpose. The 22nd brings a square between Venus in Libra and Pluto in Capricorn. It's possible that you and a female co-worker disagree on certain specifics of a job responsibility. Honest and clear communication should remedy the disagreement, but it might be best to have that conversation on the 25th when Mercury and Pluto are trying to each other so the exchange of energy is smooth and flawless. Gemini. No Mercury retro this month. Always welcome news. The second features a new moon in Virgo in your fourth house and square between Mars in your sign and Neptune in Pisces. With this moon, new opportunities surface within your home, family, and personal environment. If your home's on the market, you may get an offer that pleases you. Or if your home is sold already, this would be a good day to move. That said, though, the square suggests there's a confusing issue in your professional life that needs to be resolved first. On the 7th, the Sun in Virgo opposes Saturn in Pisces. It looks as if an issue in your professional life conflicts with something or someone at home. It concerns the status quo, a boss, someone in charge. You may not be able to resolve it today. The 11th features a sextile between Mercury in Virgo and Mars in Cancer. It may be a money day, something you're communicating about, writing about, expressing through some creative venue could bring in unexpected income. Just don't spend it before it arrives. The lunar eclipse in Pisces on the 17th occurs in your career area. Its conjunction with Neptune in Pisces could accelerate your intuitive ability regarding your professional life. These eclipses usually concern internal events, emotions, our reactions, how we feel about ourselves. Specifically, this will prompt you to consider where you would like to go professionally. On the 22nd, the fall equinox, Venus in Libra squares Pluto in Capricorn. If you were hired by a client to complete a creative project, there may be an issue with getting paid. If the client dislikes something about the project, get on the phone and iron things out. This square is insurmountable, even if it feels like it. The 25th is a good day to make communication amends with anyone. Mercury in Virgo trines Pluto in Capricorn. If you're in the mood to talk and communicate and your ideas are clear and easy to understand, then talk away, Gemini. Cancer. The new moon in Virgo on September 2nd falls in your third house. So this is where the new opportunities should surface. Some possibilities: you move to a new neighborhood, land a new writing project, or ask to teach a workshop or seminar, engage in a neighborhood group for a particular cause, or you may have the opportunity to hang out with siblings. There's also a square today between Mars in Gemini and Neptune in Pisces, and this could result in some confusion. On the 7th, the Sun in Virgo opposes Saturn in Pisces. This square involves your 3rd and 9th houses and could entail an issue with your boss, an employer, or client. If you've been taking off time from work to tend to a situation in your neighborhood, that time off may be the issue, or it may involve the execution of certain details. It will feel like a Mercury retro day, so you may want to wait until the 11th to resolve it. On the 11th, the aspects are friendlier. Mercury in Virgo sextiles Mars in your sign. Your communication abilities are stellar today and drawn from a deep, intuitive source. Tackle the issue from the 7th and be sure you know exactly what you want to say. The lunar eclipse in fellow water sign Pisces on the 17th is conjunct Neptune. Be alert for precognitive dreams or visions. If you've made plans for a trip abroad, you may decide to change some of the details, but do so intuitively. If you're completing a project, double-check everything before submitting. On the 22nd, the fall equinox, Venus in Libra squares Pluto in Capricorn. Your business or personal partner has grievances and it messes up the camaraderie in the relationship. Wait until the 25th to resolve things. When Mercury in Virgo trines Pluto in Capricorn, this trine facilitates communication and the resolving of whatever the problem is. Leo. On the 2nd, the new moon in Virgo occurs in your income area, second house. New opportunities for earning money should surface. It may be a side gig, a raise, or you sell one of your creative projects. Whatever the source, you're thrilled. However, also today, Mars in Gemini squares Neptune in Pisces, so it looks like there could be an issue with your network. The 7th features an opposition between the Sun in Virgo and Saturn in Pisces, a big ouch. This opposition involves your money houses, the money axis, the 2nd and 8th houses. You run into opposition today with your finances. I can't tell what triggers it, but be prepared for it. Keep an eye on your accounts, your bills, and payments. If you notice a discrepancy, contact the appropriate person or bank. On the 11th, Mercury in Virgo sextiles Mars in Cancer. You should be in discussions with a prospective employer or client about what you'll be paid for working behind the scenes in some capacity. Or you may have a productive session with your therapist. Whatever it is, it's beneficial for you, and it's a good day. The lunar eclipse at 25 degrees Pisces on September 17th is conjunct Neptune in your 8th house. It may feel like a weird day. Psychic experiences could occur, spirit contact with a deceased loved one, for instance, or synchronicities that confirm a decision you've made or which provide guidance on decisions you may be making about financial matters. With creative stuff, you may tune into the future. On the fall equinox on September 22nd, you've got a square to contend with between Venus in Libra and Pluto in Capricorn. This could indicate an issue with a coworker about written communication, emails, texts, newsletters, websites. The issue could involve a woman or even a neighbor. The 25th is a good day to solve problems or issues. Mercury in Virgo trines Pluto in Capricorn. If the issue from the 22nd isn't resolved already, give it a try today. The aspects are friendlier to a solution that satisfies everyone. Virgo. Well, Virgo, September should be a good month for you. On the 2nd, there's a new moon in your sign, which will bring new opportunities into your personal life. It's smart to set your intentions before the 2nd, so what's it going to be? A new job or career? A romantic partner? A trip overseas? An adventure? Also today, Mars in Gemini squares Neptune in Pisces. If you have a business or personal partner, he or she may gripe or object to something you're doing in your professional life. Maybe it's the time you spend at work. On the 7th, the sun in your sun sign opposes Saturn in Pisces. You and a personal or business partner are at odds, and it puts a damper on what could have been a nice day. If you can, ignore it. If you can't do that, then try to resolve it. The 11th is a calmer, more productive day. Mercury in your sign sextiles Mars in Cancer in your 11th house. You're able to strategize and plan about your network of colleagues, friends, and fans. It's also a good day to work towards a dream you have. Your intuition is strong. The 17th brings a lunar eclipse at 23 degrees Pisces, and Neptune is conjunct. This one occurs near 7th house of partnerships. A way of doing something in this area is coming to a close. You're already looking for the next open door. However, if you have a Pisces moon or a rising at 23 degrees or within 5 degrees of it, the impact of the eclipse will be powerful. My daughter, for instance, has Pisces rising at 19 degrees, certainly close enough to feel it. Your rising is the doorway to your chart, and this eclipse spells the end of something, but endings circle back to beginnings. If you have a Pisces moon, then your intuition and your emotions are deeply triggered. On the 22nd, the fall equinox, Venus in Libra squares Pluto in Capricorn. A client owes you money for a creative product, and the funds may not arrive when you expect them. A call, email, or text is in order and should take care of the situation. The 25th brings a positive day when Mercury in your sign trines Pluto in fellow Earth sign Capricorn. It's a perfect time to indulge your creative passions, whatever they are. You may veer into other areas, too, that you haven't tried before, so the day becomes an adventure and an exploration. Libra. Every month has something to enjoy, and for you, Libra, a lot of it in September will be internal. On the 2nd, there's a new moon in Virgo in your 12th house, the personal unconscious, everything that happens behind the scenes. This is where the new opportunities surface. Maybe you find a therapist you trust, or you might be hired to ghostwrite a book, produce a podcast, work on a movie set. Also today, Mars in Gemini squares Neptune in Pisces. There may be some confusion in communication or strategy with a coworker. Discuss it, resolve it. On the 7th, the sun in Virgo is opposed to Saturn in Pisces. It may feel like a downer day. It's Saturday. If it's Saturday, you would like to get out and walk and hang with friends and maybe called into work. Or if you're self-employed, your client needs answers. In other words, today isn't the day you can say, I'm the boss of me. The 11th is kinder. Mercury in Virgo sextiles Mars in Cancer in your career area. You're on target. You have the answers, the right questions. You're in the right place at the right time. It's a perfect day to lay out your plans, your strategy, and your ideals. The lunar eclipse on the 17th is in Pisces, your sixth house, and it's conjunct Neptune. There's a spiritual, intuitive component to your work today that seems to lead you in the right direction. You may take on tasks you haven't considered before. You may leave your current job and take on another. On the fall equinox, the 22nd, Venus in your sign squares Pluto in Capricorn. With Venus in one of the signs it rules, it should be an upbeat day with romance and creativity humming along in perfect rhythm. But thanks to the square with Pluto, there's an undercurrent of heaviness in your personal atmosphere with family and home. You may even go to bed early to escape it. But on the 25th, the stars compensate. Mercury in Virgo trines Pluto in Capricorn. You may have a better grasp on why the energy on the 22nd was so oppressive. Now you can use this earth energy to your advantage by strengthening the core of your family. Scorpio, no Mercury retro this month. On the 2nd, there's a new moon in Virgo in your 11th house. This moon should usher in new opportunities with your network, groups, and to realize your dreams. However, there's also a square to contend with today between Mars and Gemini and Neptune and Saturn. It's possible that payment is delayed for a creative project you're doing for a client or employer. The 7th brings a challenging opposition between the Sun in Virgo and Saturn in Pisces. It looks as if there's an issue with your network that may involve a project that needs creative thought, an out-of-the-box way of looking at things. Someone entrenched in the status quo dislikes your approach. You may have to do some talking, Scorpio. The sextile on the 11th is between Mercury and Virgo, Mars and Cancer. If you're considering a way to make money from membership in your network, be sure you have something solid to offer in return. Mars is urging you forward, but since it's in fellow water sign Cancer, your intuition is especially strong today. Use it. On the 17th, the lunar eclipse in fellow water sign Pisces occurs near 5th house and it's conjunct Neptune. If you're finishing up a creative endeavor, you may find that some tweaking is needed. Again, follow your intuition on this one. If someone says or does something today that irritates you, keep it to yourself and resolve it another day. On the fall equinox, the 22nd, the square between Venus in Libra and Pluto in Capricorn may feel like a Mercury retro kind of day. Maybe your computer acts up, or your cell phone goes berserk, or your communications go awry, or all three. Deal with things as they arise. The 25th is a friendlier day. Mercury in Virgo trines Pluto in Capricorn, two earth signs. Your communication skills today are excellent, and you're able to initiate whatever you've been planning for your network. It's a good day to spend with positive, upbeat people. So make the most of the month. Sagittarius, no Mercury retro this month, so that alone should make it a better month than August. On the 2nd, the new moon in Virgo occurs in your professional area, so that's where the new opportunity should surface. Some possibilities, a new career through your own previous efforts, a raise and a promotion in your current career, new responsibilities that raise your visibility considerably. On the same day, Mars in Gemini squares Neptune in Pisces. This one indicates an issue with your personal or business partner who objects to the way you're doing something. Best advice, state your case, but it's not worth arguing about. The opposition on the 7th is between the Sun in Virgo and Saturn in Pisces. With the Sun in your career area today, it should be a terrific time to get things done and tend to details. But the opposition from Saturn is like a school marm shaking a finger at her kid, or a kid, play by the rules. This behavior is likely to come from a former boss or a current boss or employer. On the 11th, Mercury in Virgo sextiles Mars in Cancer. This aspect favors you financially in terms of insurance, credit cards, a mortgage, and an income that comes from royalties or interest payments. You may, for instance, land a gig that pays you well and also brings a payment in royalties. The 17th features a lunar eclipse in Pisces in your 4th house, and it's conjunct Neptune. It looks as if something within your family and personal environment is being completed. Maybe you have a roommate who is moving out, or an adult child who is leaving for college, or a new job or career. Or you may be moving to a new neighborhood or new city. Your intuition is clear and powerful now. Listen to it. On the fall equinox, the 22nd, Venus in Libra squares Pluto in Capricorn. Your income is impacted by something going on in your network of colleagues and friends. For instance, if you're charging for membership, it may not work out the way you'd hoped. You may have to tweak your strategy. On the 25th, the trine between Mercury and Virgo and your career area trines Pluto in Capricorn in your second house. Today, your communication literally pays off. Regardless of how you're expressing yourself, how you're communicating, you get paid for it. Capricorn. The new moon in Virgo on the 2nd occurs in your 9th house. So that's where the new opportunities should surface. Possibilities. You get the chance to travel overseas, conduct a workshop in your expertise, or you apply to or are admitted to law school or grad school. You may even have an opportunity to delve into your spirituality in some way. Also today, Mars in Gemini squares Neptune in Pisces. Some issue at home interferes with your daily work. Just deal with it and enjoy the new moon opportunities. On the 7th, the opposition between the Sun in Virgo and Saturn in Pisces triggers enough doubt so that you ask yourself what's really going on. You may run up against an authority figure, a parent, boss, client, a cop. Definitely keep to the speed limit today. The 11th is a much friendlier day. Mercury in Virgo sextiles Mars in Cancer. You and a business or personal partner chat up a storm. You may be discussing an upcoming foreign trip to expand your market, or perhaps you're going to host a conference in person and through Zoom to do the same thing. Have your game plan laid out clearly. The lunar eclipse on the 17th is in Pisces, in your 3rd house, and Neptune is conjunct. This combination deepens your intuitive psychic ability, and it's wise to follow that inner voice today. You may be winding up a communication project and should submit it on the 25th when the aspects are good. On the fall equinox, the 22nd, the square between Venus in Libra and Pluto in Capricorn may result in a glitch in your professional life. It looks as if a female colleague or creative endeavor is the problem. If you can't resolve it today, try to do it on the 25th. The 25th brings a trine between Mercury in Virgo and Pluto in your sign. Your communication skills are powerful today, and you know exactly how to resolve the issues that surface this month. So get to it, Capricorn. Aquarius, the month begins on a positive note with the new moon in Virgo on the 2nd. It occurs in your 8th house, so this should bring new opportunities in the area of credit cards, insurance, mortgages, and things like royalties. Your partner may get a raise or a boost in income. Also, Mars in Gemini squares Neptune in Pisces, and this may create an issue with getting paid on time for a creative project of some kind. An email or call should clear things up and resolve the issue. The 7th brings an opposition between the Sun in Virgo and Saturn in Pisces. This one hits your financial axis, 2nd and 8th houses. Something is amiss today with your finances. Check your bank accounts and credit cards to make sure the charges are ones you made. If your payment for something has been delayed, find out why and try to rectify the situation. The sextile on the 11th is between Mercury and Virgo and Mars in Cancer, connecting your 8th and 6th houses. You may have a psychic experience of some kind. Discuss it in email or on the phone with people you trust. You're motivated to find answers or, at the least, clarity. The 17th brings the lunar eclipse in Pisces that's conjunct Neptune. Something in your income area is winding up. Maybe you're completing a side gig or a job you've been doing as a freelancer. Whatever it is, there's an intuitive or spiritual component to it all, and you're casting around already for how to fill the gap. On the fall equinox, the 22nd this year, Venus in Libra squares Pluto in Capricorn. If you plan a trip abroad or traveling now, the square brings sudden, unexpected changes in your itinerary. The best way to deal with this is to enjoy the changes, whatever they are. The trine on the 25th makes for a pleasant and productive day. It's between Mercury in Virgo and Pluto in Capricorn. Inner work you're doing or work behind the scenes pays off personally and financially. So keep doing it, Aquarius. You're on the right track. Pisces. September kicks off in a positive way on the 2nd with the new moon in Virgo. If you're looking for a business partner, the right person shows up. There may be a synchronicity involved too. If you've been wanting to meet a romantic partner, that opportunity may present itself. Listen to your intuition on this one. The opposition on the 7th is between the Sun in Virgo and Saturn in your sign. You and your personal or business partner may be at odds over something, an issue, project, a rumor, a strategy. Discuss it openly and honestly. The 11th is a much friendlier day. Mercury in Virgo sextiles Mars in Cancer. If you have kids, it's a good day to spend with them doing something everyone enjoys. The aspect also favors romance, any creative work you're doing, and whatever you enjoy for fun and pleasure. So make the day count. The lunar eclipse in your sign on the 17th is conjunct Neptune. This one has you completing something personal. Maybe a relationship, a job, or even a course. You may experience some confusion about where to go from here, so listen to your intuition for guidance. The fall equinox on the 22nd features a square between Venus in Libra and Pluto in Capricorn. If you charge a fee for membership in your network, there may be a problem with payments, or there could be an issue with royalty payments. Whatever the specifics, the issue involves money owed to you. On the 25th, Mercury in Virgo trines Pluto in Capricorn. The communication between you and a business or personal partner is terrific. Keep it going. Use the easy flow of energy to iron out any differences that you may have.
Thanks for joining the Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical. Yeah.